Hi, my name is Dan Kufrat. I'm the CEO of Family Lawyer Magazine and Divorce Magazine. And we are pleased to be working with the AAML and the AICPA. We're a sponsor of the National Conference on Divorce, which is happening April 24th and 25th, 2014, at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas. And I asked the AICPA and AML if I could interview some of the people who will be presenting at that event, and they generously said that I could. And today I'm speaking with Sharon Nelson, who's going to tell me a bit about her business and what she'll be speaking about at the event, and what family lawyers who attend the event and accountants, what they'll glean from her presentation, what the takeaway will be. But first, before I introduce speak with Sharon, I want to introduce her and tell people a little bit about her. And there's a lot to say about her. I spent quite a bit of time on her website, but I'll try and make this as brief as possible. Sharon Nelson is the president of Sensei Enterprises, a digital forensics, information technology, and information security firm in Fairfax, Virginia. The firm is concentrating exclusively in electronic evidence law, and Ms. Nelson is the president of the Virginia State Bar. She's a president-elect of the Fairfax Law Foundation, a past president of the Fairfax Bar Association, a director and treasurer of the Fairfax Law Foundation. She is the current vice chair of the American Bar Association's Education Board and a former chair of its Publishing Board. And she serves on the ABA's Cybersecurity Legal Task Force and on its Standing Committee on Technology and Information Systems. She is the co-author of Locked Down, Information Security for Lawyers, put out by the ABA in 2012. She is the author of the Electronic Evidence and Discovery Handbook, Forms, Checklists, and Guidelines, another American Bar Association book, and Information Security for Lawyers and Law Firms, another American Bar Association book, as well as the 2008 through 2013 Solo and Small Firm Legal Technology Guides, again put out through the American Bar Association. And she's also the co-author of How Good Lawyers Survive Bad Times. I could go on and on about all of the organizations and presentations that Sharon has given, as well as her partner, who I'm going to let her talk about in a moment. But I just want to touch on a couple or a few of the seminars that Sharon is doing this fall before we get to her talking about her presentation that she'll be giving at the National Conference. Just between October the 2nd and December the 9th, she's giving about 15 presentations, touching on the future of law and how to prepare your firm, best practices in digital forensics, where worlds collide, ethics and technology, when you die, will your digital assets go to hell, and on and on. I don't know. I asked Sharon if she ever sleeps. She says that she catches 1 or 2 hours a night. I don't believe that she gets that much sleep. Based on this and the list of books that she's written and articles that she's written, Sharon, thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you, Dan. I'm enjoying being with you.